Wow, this is a big one. Router Protocol just announced a major change. It plans to shut down its operations and permanently burn 303 million root tokens.
That is a significant development because it affects both the future of the protocol and the overall supply of its native token.
Right, and the burn is a huge part of that. In simple terms, it means sending 303 million root tokens to an address where they can no longer be spent, transferred, or used.
In theory, removing that much circulating supply can make the remaining tokens scarcer, especially if demand stays stable or increases.
But I do want to be clear here. A token burn does not automatically guarantee a price increase.
Exactly. The market reaction will depend on how the shutdown is handled, how much confidence users still have in the project, and how the broader ecosystem interprets the move.
And honestly, the shutdown is just as important as the burn.
A protocol shutdown is not just a technical event. It can affect user access, liquidity, withdrawals, staked assets, open positions, and even dependent integrations.
That is really what makes this feel significant. Users may need to migrate assets, withdraw positions, or adjust to reduced functionality.
That is why this announcement is likely to be closely watched by both retail users and larger market participants.
Especially because the combination of a shutdown and a large token burn makes this more than a routine tokenomics update.
It signals a structural change in the project's lifecycle.
For some people, that may look like a responsible way to wind down the protocol and clean up the token supply before closure.
For others, it may be seen as a sign of declining confidence in the project's future.
And that difference in perception is exactly where volatility can come in.
Holders should also consider that a reduced supply does not remove the risks associated with a shutdown.
The market may react to the burn, to the closure, or to both at the same time.
If users or institutions believe the process is orderly and transparent, the move may be viewed more positively.
But if the process appears abrupt, unclear, or risky, it could increase uncertainty and put pressure on the token.
For active users, the key questions are very practical. What parts of the protocol will remain accessible?
What is the shutdown timeline?
How will withdrawals, liquidity, staking, and open positions be handled?
And what guidance will the team provide for users who still have assets in the system?
Clear communication will be important in reducing confusion, speculation, and panic.
This also has broader ecosystem implications, because if Router Protocol has integrations, partnerships, or dependent tools, the shutdown could create ripple effects.
Other protocols, wallets, or liquidity venues may need to adjust how they handle root or related services.
In that sense, the issue is not only about the token itself, but about the network of relationships built around it.
Overall, Router Protocol's decision to shut down and burn 303 million root tokens is a major lifecycle event.
It combines project closure with a significant supply reduction.
The coming period will likely be defined by how smoothly the shutdown is executed, how clearly the team communicates, and how the market interprets the move.
The key takeaway is that this is not just a token supply update. It is a signal about how the project is exiting and how its community will respond.